Hey guys, I thought I would try my hand at one of these questionnaires that I found. I've never done one before, so I haven't even really looked at it, to be honest. I just thought it would be more fun to kind of wing it and see what happens. Also, if you guys hear a lot of background noise and stuff, I have my window open because it's a really nice day. So anyway, hopefully it's not too distracting. So it looks like there's 20 questions. I'll just start with one. The first one is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? I would say, definitely an 8 or 9 for sure. I don't really have a persona on here, The recordings that I've done have mostly just been me getting myself off or doing like the accent challenge. Might be a little different if I did stories or something, but I haven't done those yet. So for now, it's just me. So I would say probably a 9. Let's go with 9. What's the story behind my username? Mystery77. So it's not very exciting. I for a long time was obsessed with like the French culture, like anything Paris. I wanted to visit Paris. I think the language is stunning, and I studied French, I just sort of adapted that name, I guess, for my love for French. And also, Christian Dior has a fragrance. It's called Miss Cherie. So I wear that as well, just because it smells good. And then the 77 is totally dating myself. As you can probably guess, that's the year I was born. So for those of you who don't want to do the math, I'm 37. So. Let's see. How many languages do you speak and what are they? Well, I speak English primarily. I know a little bit of French, so I was supposed to say something sexy for you. I'm kind of thinking I should have looked at these questions before I started recording. Well, let's see. Okay, je veux coucher avec toi. It's basically, I want to have sex with you. I want to fuck you. That'll have to do. I can't come up with anything on the fly. That's like a whole conversation. So, let's see. Who is my celebrity lookalike? I had one person tell me once that I looked like Reese Witherspoon with dark hair. I think that it was probably totally a photo with a really good angle or good lighting or something, because I've never really had that happen outside of that one time. I don't think I really look like anyone in particular outside of myself, so. Yeah, who knows my secrets and can I share any of them with you? Oh my gosh. I would say, well, my best friend knows a lot, of course. She's my best friend, so she knows a lot of secrets, and I'm trying to think of one that I could share with you. Let's see. I want to think of a good one for you guys. I like to do good things for people. And this isn't me bragging or anything. It's not like the only thing I can think of off the top of my head. Actually, that's not true. I'll tell you too. Well, you'll get a twofer on this one. I like to help people when I can, and there was a gentleman in the grocery store parking lot that I'd seen there a few times, and he would sleep in his car. So I was in the grocery store and I picked him up some things, just some toiletries and stuff that I thought he might be able to use. And put like a little note in there and a little, like $10 or something. And he had his windows open in his car or whatever. So I just laid it kind of on the seat next to him and snuck away before he could wake up. So, hopefully that helped him. Hopefully that made his day or whatever. But, yeah, so there was that. And then there was a time when I was like 9 or 10, I stole a pack of gum from the grocery store. And my mom found out that I did that like halfway home. And see, the thing is like, I grew up in a really rural, small, tiny town. So like everybody knew everybody. And so I stole a pack of gum and my mom was pissed, of course. And she turned right around and did what I think every mom should do in a situation like that. It was completely mortifying at the time, but she made me go in there and admit that I stole it and apologize. And I have never to date stolen anything ever again. So yeah. there's my two secrets. What bad habits do I have? I chew my fingernails sometimes when I'm nervous. It's a nervous habit, but I've been really good lately about growing them out because I think they look pretty. And I'm actually terrible, totally terrible about folding laundry. Like once it comes out of the dryer, I suck at that. Like, I don't know what it is. I actually really enjoy the process of doing laundry. I love how it smells. I like just the process of getting something clean like that. But then when it's in my basket to hang up and stuff, that is where it sits like most of the time. Sometimes I, you know, if it needs to be hung up, I'll totally hang it up. But like I found sometimes I'm just a total lazy ass and I just pick stuff out of that and just recycle it from my hamper back to like the basket. So it very rarely sees the inside of my closet if it doesn't have to. So, let me see here. Tell us a story of losing my virginity. It wasn't a magical night or anything. I was 21 because I remember going to a bar beforehand. So I was a little bit of a late bloomer, but, this guy's name was Jeremy, and he had come to town, to visit family. It was like over Thanksgiving holiday or something. And we went to a bar. We met at a bar actually and hung out, talked, whatever. He seemed cool. I went back to his hotel with him. Which, God, it sounds so horrible now, like thinking back, but we're just dumb kids. So, went back to his hotel and proceeded to have sex. And I remember thinking in this moment, now this is going to sound really horrible, but I remember like all my girlfriends, you know, I was always like, oh, did it hurt? Like you always hear these stories and they're just like, yeah, it feels like, I remember my friend telling me it feels like this hot poker inside of you or something, like, and it just sounded fucking horrific to be honest. And so I'm like dreading the moment, right? And he was a little bit smaller than the average guy, to put it politely. Super nice guy. But I remember this being the case because we go to have sex, right? And it doesn't hurt at all. And I remember, like, that's how I was basing it, right? Like, I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, this isn't so bad. Like, what's everybody talking about? Well, yeah, fast forward to the next guy. And it was just like, holy shit. So, yeah. But yeah, that was my first time. how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? To be honest, I am not really a friends with benefits kind of chick. I don't have someone that I sleep with on a regular basis. It's just not my thing right now. So it feels weird to me. Like I've done the one night stand thing. I've done the friends with benefits, and it always just feels so, so awkward to me. Just because I look at sex as being very intimate, and I can't really separate the intimacy from emotion. So I'm the kind of girl that always wants to stay after and cuddle and snuggle and talk and whatever. And I found that you can't really have those things with someone that you barely know that you just had sex with. And yeah, so as far as myself goes, however, let me just tell you, that is a different story. Quite often, I would say at least twice a day at the minimum. And the thing is, like, I am in my 30s, so just kind of an FYI, like, when you hit 30, like, in your 30s, it's, you're, like, straight up, you're, like, a 19-year-old guy. Like, it's, like, our prime sexual peak right now, and it's, like, I want to fuck everything, pretty much. I'm just kidding. Not everything, but mostly everything. But needless to say, I keep it in check. But at least twice a day, probably, sometimes more. I have toys. I have my fingers. It works out really well. So let me see here. What is my biggest regret? Oh, boy. So, getting real with you for a minute, I'm just a very honest person, so if you get to know me a little bit better, I'm not really shy to talk about certain things. So, I was actually engaged to be married when I was 25, so it's been like 12 years ago. But yeah, I was engaged to be married, and I really had no idea what I was doing. Like, we had a great relationship, he was an amazing man, and we were really happy, and we were one of those couples that were trying to abstain from having sex until we were married. So we were together 5 years, no sex. When we first got together, we fooled around a lot, but then he was pretty hardcore Catholic, and which was fine. I completely respected it, and I think due to the lack of maybe experience on my part, I was... thought I was okay with not having sex, like, but it really did an injustice to us, and that's no judgment on anyone who chooses to wait, but I felt like it really screwed everything up, mainly because it was very strange, and I started to feel like, you know, he was someone I was completely attracted to. I was in love with him. I didn't want to be with anyone else. We had a nice life together, joint accounts, you know, we both had good jobs, paid off all of our debt, it was just fantastic. But I think when that window of opportunity where, you know, the newness of a relationship, you want to have sex, you want to explore each other, if you don't have that kind of out the gate, it's really tough to get it back. Like, you can't go backwards in time. And it was getting to a point where I looked at him as... I was just so very confusing, to be totally honest. Like, because on many levels, I felt I was still in love with him, attracted to him. I didn't want to be with anyone else, but I also couldn't imagine myself having sex with him. And rather than talking to him about it, I really just sort of shut down. I think I was in denial. I was hoping it would go away, but there was this constant pressure of, oh gosh, we're like 4 months out now. Now we're 3 months out. And I finally knew that I had to tell him how I was feeling, but I was really fucked up, I think, in my own head, and I just let it fester for so long that I basically sabotaged our relationship. It was just such a horrible, horrible time. Like, I said some not nice things, and I asked him to leave, and I ended our relationship. And it was mostly because in my mind I was thinking, you know, he's not going to love me. Like, what if we can't have sex? Like, what if we're not compatible in the bedroom? What if I can't give him kids? What if we wind up divorced? He's Catholic. Like, we can't get divorced. Like, it was this whole huge pressure that I was putting on myself. And, I don't know. Like, it could have completely been worked through, but I just didn't know what I was doing. And I kind of let the head noise get the better of me rather than talking to him. So needless to say, we broke up. We called off our wedding. You know, and it's funny, like, we're actually friends today. It's been a long time ago. So, but you know, he's married now and has two kids, and I actually know his wife. So it's not awkward or anything. Like, it's actually kind of cool. I'm really glad that he's happy. I don't regret not getting married. I think that that would have been a huge injustice to both of us at the time. So I don't regret that part. I just regret how I went about it. It wasn't what he deserved or what I deserved, but mostly what he didn't deserve. So that's one of my big ones. Let's see. What would I choose as my death row meal? Holy shit. I would say it would definitely include, I would say for an appetizer, we would have to have the Tostino's pizza rolls, probably a whole bag, because those things are incredible. And I would go with a box of Captain Crunch, just the peanut butter kinds. Even though they scrape the top of my mouth, I would completely endure it, because who cares? I'm going to die anyway, and they're delicious. I would say something from Cold Stone Creamery, something cake batter-esque for dessert, and I would want to eat canned green, like, you guys think I'm weird, but I love green beans straight up out of a can. I don't even need that shit heated up. I can just eat it right out of a can with a fork, and it's pretty decadent. Yeah, and bacon, because bacon is amazing, and it makes everything better. And perhaps, you know, since we're going all in, maybe something from In-N-Out Burger, because their burgers are incredible. So maybe a little smorgasbord action there. I think that would be pretty incredible, and I could safely say that I would be escorted into whatever new life lay after this one that we are all in presently, a pretty happy girl. So I would say, let's see, wait, which one are we on here? Oh, number 11, what's my favorite scent? I love the smell of rain in the Midwest on an afternoon when it's really hot out and it's like the ground is really dusty and there's that big thunderstorm that rolls in and it's that really ozone-y smell. It's fantastic. It's really strong, really pungent. I love it. I love the smell of lilacs, and I love the smell of a skunk that's like far away. Not like right up on me because it reeks, but like far away. For some reason, I just kind of like that smell. I don't know. Maybe that's the Midwest girl in me. Not really sure, but I like it, and it reminds me of Triscuits. And now I promise you, you'll never look at Triscuits the same again. But what do I wear to bed on a regular night? Honestly, I just usually go to sleep in, like, panties, nothing else. I don't like to feel like I'm restricted when I sleep. It drives me crazy. So even when it's cold out, like, I'll just switch out my blankets. Like, I have this amazing down comforter that would keep anyone warm, even if it was, like, 20 degrees in your bedroom. Like, it's, you can cocoon up in it, and it's fantastic. Same thing on sexy times night. Seriously. I mean, just underwear, maybe a tank top, or it's kind of, yeah, it's pretty much what I wear. I'm all about sexy comfort, I guess. Let's see. Do I read in bed, and who is my favorite author? Oh my Lord. I am a reader. I love to read books. Favorite author. I love Jon Krakauer. He's the guy that wrote Into the Wild, Into Thin Air. I love his writing style. It's very unbiased, and he writes about interesting topics. My other favorite author is Wally Lamb. He wrote She's Come Undone, and there's another book I'm reading from him, and I'm blanking on the name of it. We Are Water. So, he's fantastic. He's someone that I discovered kind of randomly, maybe a year ago, and I just am fascinated with the way that he writes. It's very, it paints such an amazing picture without going on and on and on in detail. So I really like that. let's see. Oh, and just a kind of little sidebar, little tangent. One of my favorite fantasies that I have, because I've never, it's so simple, but I've never done this with anyone I've ever been with. It's just to lay in bed and like read our respective books or whatever, and just snuggle against each other, just cuddle and read together. Like, there's something so stimulating to me on both like an intellectual level and sort of sexual, just because it's, you get to like be close, but yet you're both immersed in totally different, you know, totally different stories. It's just, I don't know, I kind of like the, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the dichotomy of that. let's see. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Oh my goodness. Well, I'd say the last one would probably be in December. And I met this person, and kind of a confusing time, I think, for both of us, but more so for him. We felt very comfortable with each other. We'd hung out numerous times and got to a point where we really wanted to probably fool around a little bit. So he was like, oh, I'm going out with my friends, da 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 da. I'm just like, well, I decided, I've never done anything like this before. I told him, I said, well, here's the thing, you know, you get back with your friends. If you choose to come over, my key's under the mat. Just let yourself in. I don't care what time it is. Just come on in. And if not, totally no worries. No big deal. And so it was probably like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm sleeping, and I woke up because I thought that I heard my door close. I'm like, no way. Like, I don't know, no way. I just kind of rolled over, sort of passed out again. Well, then I hear keys on the counter, footsteps down my hall because I have hardwood floors, and it was just like, oh my god, like, he's totally here, like, holy shit. And I'm gonna spare you the details, but the one thing that I'll never ever forget was that he was more of a dominant guy. Well, he is a dom, I guess you could say, but he's like 6'6", you guys. He's like Christian Grey, dresses really nice, smells good, has kind of a higher position in his company. Just, yeah. Like, so I remember like being, quote, asleep, right? And I could see him, and he comes over to my side of the bed, and he just barely pulls the blankets back and exposes my legs, and I'm just wearing panties and a tank top, I think. And I'll never forget, all he did was just trail his fingers like from the outside of my knee up my thigh to my hip, and I woke up, right? And I was just like, oh hey, I didn't think you'd come, right? And he's just like, he didn't say anything. I remember I just sort of was moved over. Like, he shifted me like 2 feet to the right and just slid into bed with me, and hands in my hair, kissing me like passionately and softly all at the same time. And just, he just took total control of like the whole moment. And it was 4 hours of nonstop, incredible sex and just intimacy and just everything. It was to date probably one of the hottest things I've ever had happen to me. So, oh gosh, got me thinking about that now. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? I would say passionate, in both arenas. I think obviously you want to be passionate in the bedroom, and outside too. I think that it's important to have passion in your life. You know, if you're not passionate about something, what is there? So, that's what I would say. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? No, I have my ears pierced. I don't foresee getting anything else pierced. Tattoos I love on people. I think they're awesome. for me, it's just more what kind of tattoos do I want on my body forever. I have some ideas for sure. It's just something I've tossed around, I guess, in my mind, and it could definitely happen at some point. I'm not adverse to it. Have I ever come without touching my pussy? No. Well, wait, does it count, like, if someone else touches my pussy? Because in that case, yes. But I kind of don't think that's the meaning of this question. So, no, in the sense of, like, being so aroused that I come without any sort of touching. No, I've never had that. I don't know a lot of people that have. I mean, maybe it's possible, but not for this girl, I don't think. What's my record for coming in 24 hours? Did I challenge myself to do it, or did it just happen? And am I multi-orgasmic? It definitely wasn't a challenge. I think it probably just happened. Like I've told you, it's your mid-30s is a little bit of a crazy time. Just you wait if you're not there yet. If you're a girl anyway. I would say probably, I mean, 8 or 9 times in a day, maybe. Multi-orgasmic, I can't have orgasms just back to back to back. Like, I usually need a little bit of a breather to get me over to the next one. Because usually I'm just too overstimulated and everything's really sensitive. It's kind of uncomfortable if you just keep going, like, full bore after I come. So, need a little bit of a break. What is on my sexual bucket list? I would say so this is all in theory, okay? Like, I don't know that I can actually put it into practice, but I think that it would be really hot to have someone watch me have sex with my partner. Like a voyeur. And I think it'd be hot if it was a chick. Like, I don't know why. Like, another man would be hot too, but like, having it be a woman, I don't know if it's just taboo-esque, maybe? I don't know. But I, for some reason, I think just having her play with herself and like, not being involved in any way. Because in real life, I'm kind of a I don't play well with others, maybe. I don't know. I have my person I'm with and that's it. And, I don't know. So in theory, like, I think it'd be fun. Would it be weird in person and in reality? Like, I don't know. But I'd say maybe that one. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while you're having an orgasm. The having an orgasm part will probably be reserved for a later audio. But for me, I usually just start by like rubbing my clit. I tend to get really wet. Sometimes my mind has this tendency to kind of wander all over the place, and then it makes it a little bit harder to focus and get the job done, if you will. So usually I just try to think of like one thing or just really be mindful of being in the moment. And when I'm most in the moment, I would say that it usually starts off feeling like this ache, like a dull ache. And it's almost this like urgent, you do anything to fulfill that ache. And it's somewhere deep, like somewhere where like even your fingers can't reach, you know, and it's just there. And the only way that we'll release it is just by coming. So, once I'm like pretty well there, it's almost like I'm sort of there. Oh my fucking God, I'm coming. Like, it's like all of a sudden really fast, and it's like a freight train. Like, it's intense. It's like hardcore. It's, I don't really ever have like just barely there orgasms. Usually mine are like kind of kick your ass orgasms. So afterwards, I'm always shaky and like trembling, and like it's kind of like a full body orgasm, I guess. And it kind of takes me a while to have, like, I can't go right into like a second or third. I mean, I'd be willing to try, but it's never really happened for me that way. So yeah, I feel like I've answered a bunch of questions, and I'm rocking out 30 minutes at this point. So if you're still with me at this point, congratulations. Thank you for listening. Thank you, CB, for such an awesome questionnaire. These questionnaires are actually super fun, so maybe I'll do another one sometime. Okay, well, that's all I have. So have a good day, and I'm sure I will talk to you soon. Bye.